So when the Jews left Egypt, there was not one pauper, they weren't sick, and they weren't poor. They were enriched.
Have a desire to help people? Are you called to finance the kingdom of God? Join Gloria Copeland and her guest Pastor George Pearsons as they study about an end time wealth transfer next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We have a special treat this week. Pastor George Pearsons is with us and he has got a marvelous revelation for this hour. It's on prosperity. It's on increase. It's on having more than enough.
That's right.
At any time, regardless of what's going on in the world. So you listen up and don't miss any. If you've missed any of them, go to the internet, do something and get it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. George, we are loving this.
Praise
this is
God.
Great.
This is exciting. Thank you for having me on here.
Me.
Gloria, this is day three.
Hallelujah.
The third day already
it's
of 10
so
more days of prosperity.
Amen.
And today we're going to talk about supernatural wealth transfer.
Amen.
I want to
say something to the people.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to call people and tell them you need to be listening to the Believer's Voice of Victory this week. The Word of God can change any situation.
That's right.
And we've got an anointed teacher here telling us what the Scripture, what God Himself says about our prosperity. So I want to encourage you, get the people watching, call your family, call your neighbors, get going. Everybody's got to have help to come out of this thing without hurt. In Jesus' name. Now, go ahead.
Gloria, there was a word from the Lord that Charles Capps gave in 1978.
I remember.
And we think that that's, you know, that's a long time ago, yet in God's timing, it still is applicable for today.
Yep.
And this word, by the way, all of the notes that we're teaching from, they're available online. Just go to kcm.org, click onto the sweet spot, and you can download them, you can print them out. They're available, everything, every scripture. So pastors, you can preach this
yes,
to your churches.
I encourage you.
Ministers, you can preach this. You can take this and do a study with your family.
Take it to your neighbor's house.
That's right.
Lord.
And so everything is on here, as well as this prophecy. You printed that in your book that we're offering this week, God's Will is Prosperity.
And we had been in ministry about 10 years.
10 years at that point. And listen to this. It said, this is a word from Charles Capps from the Lord, February 1st, 1978, financial inversion shall increase in these days. Now again,
Turning upside down.
We are in these days. That's 1978. That's a long time ago. No, we are still in those days.
That's right.
For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial
Hallelujah.
Prosperity.
God wants to move there.
But release me, saith the Lord. Release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf. So I'm releasing the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. I release you, Lord, to prosper
For yes,
me.
Yes, yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there.
Yeah.
The economy shall go up and it shall go down.
Mm.
But those that learn to walk in the Word,
that
they shall see the prosperity of the
Hallelujah.
Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past.
Powerful.
You know, Gloria, a word like this, if we do not contend for this word, it will just drift away. But we're not going to let it drift away.
No.
It's alive.
And I believe that this is the most critical hour of our adult lifetime.
It
right
is.
Right now.
It is.
And
We've never seen it.
This is talking about today.
Well, I was talking to a man just the other day, a man that I work with on some investments and so forth, and he said, this is the toughest time since the Great Depression. It's a serious time.
It is. This scripture or this prophecy is given for our time. Now, it's worked ever since it's been spoken.
It has.
But this is the time that it is specifically given for, I believe.
It's alive.
It's the most needy, the most needful of any year since.
Yeah.
Since he's prophesied it.
Yes, there is coming a financial inversion in the world system. It's been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end. But the end is nigh. Those reservoirs shall be tapped, and they'll be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. Gloria, that's exciting.
Oh, it is.
It shall be done, saith the Lord. It shall be done in the time allotted, and so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Praise God.
Predominantly in two ways shall it be done in this hour. Those that have hoarded up and stored because of the inspiration of the evil one and held the money from the gospel shall be converted and drawn into the kingdom. So that's one way that it's going to happen. They will be converted and they'll be drawn into the kingdom. But he says, many, many will not. They'll not heed the voice of the word of God. They'll turn aside to this and they'll turn aside to that, and they'll walk in their own ways, and in their ways will not work in this hour. It will dwindle and it will slip away as though they were in bags with holes in them.
Oh, I remember those words.
It will go here and it will go there, and they'll wonder why it's not working now. It's worked in days past, they say. But it shall be, saith the Lord, that the word of the Lord shall rise within men. Men of God of low esteem in the financial world, that shall claim the word of God.
In the financial world.
In the financial world. They shall, that shall claim the word of God to be their very own and walk in the light as it has been set forth in the word, and they will give. And they'll begin to give small at first, because that's all they have. But then it will increase. Through the hundredfold return, so shall it be that the reservoirs that have been held in the riches in days past, so shall it return to the hands of the giver.
Praise
because
God.
Of the hundredfold return shall the reservoirs be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel. For it shall be, it shall be in this hour that you will see things that you've never dreamed of come to pass.
Praise God.
It will be strong at first in ways, and then it will go greater and greater until men will be astounded in the world and will stand in awe because of the ways of men have failed and the ways of God shall come forth.
Amen.
As men walk in my word, so shall they walk in the ways of the Lord. Yes. There will be some who say, yes, but God's ways are higher, surely higher than our ways. And we can't walk in those ways. It is true that the ways of God are higher. They are higher than your ways as the heavens are above the earth. But I will teach you to walk in my ways.
God's teaching us.
I never did say you couldn't walk in my ways. Now learn to walk in it. Learn to give.
That's our part.
That's the part that learn to walk in his ways. I never did say you couldn't walk in my ways. Learn to give. So shall the inversion of the financial system revert, and so shall it be that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world. And there shall be no lack in the kingdom.
Glory to God.
Those that give will walk in the ways of the supernatural. They shall be known abroad. My word shall spread, and the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth in that day and in the hour that you stand. You shall see it, know it, for it is of me, and it shall come to pass, says the Lord. So, Gloria, there is a financial inversion, and we are in it right now.
Amen.
Now, let's look at Proverbs.
And just think, George, how it's already come to pass. What you've just read from the Lord, what we're doing here today,
that's right.
It'll go around the world.
That's right.
This very broadcast goes around the world.
And there are people believing for that financial inversion.
Amen.
I believe.
That gives me goosebumps.
Ooh, Rama. I believe, Gloria, that picture this. Picture the Hoover Dam. And picture, that won't happen, but picture that dam exploding.
It's been all that water.
And the rush of that water.
Up there.
That's the way the reservoirs that have held up that are bursting and they're breaking.
Was that in this scripture or another one? It said the reservoirs of wicked men will be. Was in here.
Yeah, that's
we
the
just
one.
Read that. Wow.
That's the one.
That's right, George. I like that.
And so look at this. In Proverbs 13, it says,
wicked men need to get saved.
That's right.
So, and then they can keep their money.
They can keep their money and give it.
I mean, I don't know
it.
Sure, but it would be a good start.
A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children.
Amen.
And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now, that's what that word is talking about right here.
That's right.
The Amplified Translation says, the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. Gloria, there is a work that we have to do. There is a work that this ministry must do. There's a work that churches all over the world have to do. And it takes finances to do it.
That's right.
But the reservoirs of the wicked are being drained into those that God can trust. So there is a wealth transfer.
That's right.
There is right now a wealth transfer going on. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I believe it.
I believe it.
It's mine now.
It's mine now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
It's an astounding thing, Gloria, to see what God is doing. Here's a scripture for you. Job 27, 16 and 17. The NIV translation says this. Though he heaps up silver like dust and clothes like piles of clay, what he lays up for the righteous, what he lays up, the righteous will wear, and the innocent will divide his silver.
Wow.
So it's being laid up.
Better get saved. Better get born again.
That's right.
Don't be an evil people.
He does that for the righteous, and Jesus makes us righteous. The New Living Translation of this scripture says, evil people may have piles of money and may store away mounds of clothing, but the righteous will wear that clothing and the innocent will divide that money.
Well, that's plain.
In this New Living Translation, the wicked go to bed rich, but wake up to find that all their wealth is gone.
What a translation. Wow.
Isn't that something?
The King James there say, though he heaps up silver like dust
and clothes like piles of clay?
What he lays up, the righteous will wear, and the innocent will divide his silver. And then the New Living says, the wicked go to bed rich, but wake to find all their wealth is gone. Wow.
Gloria, there's a transfer happening.
Hallelujah.
It's coming.
Amen.
It's coming. You know, the Lord is saying, and this is the way he dealt with me about that prosperity month that we had at EMIC that we're continuing to preach and what we're doing right now on 10 more days of prosperity. He said to pull out all the stops, and he said that what we were to do was to totally immerse in this.
Yeah.
Absolutely immerse in this and to look at every avenue of prosperity that he has available to us. So one of the avenues is the wealth transfer. And it's coming into the kingdom. And it can come into your household too. It can come into our lives. Just believe it. Just receive it. I believe it, Gloria. I believe that there is a wealth transfer coming into our households.
That doesn't mean that you're supposed to go ask the rich man to give you money.
Mm-mm.
God is in charge of the wealth transfer.
No, he does that. We don't. No.
That's right.
No, faith only puts pressure on the Word.
Yeah.
We do not
we
put pressure on
that
people.
Word in Jesus' name.
Here's a good scripture, Ecclesiastes 2:26. To the man who pleases God. I know that you please God, Gloria. I know that you and Kenneth please God. It's our heart's desire to please God. But listen to what belongs to you and to us as someone who pleases God. God gives wisdom and knowledge and happiness, but to the sinner, he gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God.
What a translation.
I want to please God.
Oh, me too. I want to please God.
The New Living says, if the sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please him. So we have to be those who please the Lord.
How do you please the Lord?
I please the Lord. I walk by faith.
Yeah. And what do you do?
And I walk in love.
You obey the Word.
And I obey the Word of God.
You do what he says.
And do what he says.
And walk in love.
That's right. To
Glory
please him.
To God.
Here's another one, Proverbs 28:8. Income from charging high interest rates will end up in the pocket of someone who is kind to the poor.
So it's better not to pay interest, but to...
to receive the interest that's being charged.
The interest.
And so...
by, from God. Hallelujah.
But Gloria, now here's a scripture. Ooh, this one excited me. And I thought about you when I found this the other day.
Oh, good.
When this came. This is the 105th Psalm, and this is talking about the children of Israel when they were leaving Egypt. Now, there was a wealth transfer that took place.
Oh, a major wealth transfer.
From Egypt into the children of Israel. But I did a study in the Tehillim commentary. Now, listen to this. Psalm 105:37. This is the Amplified. It says, He brought Israel forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble among their tribes. Now, when we've read that scripture before, we think about the word feeble, and rightfully so, there was not one sick among them. Now, that was supernatural healing. You know, I appreciate Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
But there's a scene in that movie when they're leaving.
Is it a guy on a steps hobbling on a...
He's hobbling along in there carrying people. That didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen.
They were
not
healed.
Not one feeble,
but listen, Gloria.
Cecil just forgot to read the Bible.
The word feeble in the Hebrew says there was not one pauper.
Is that right?
Among their tribes.
I didn't know.
The word feeble
isn't
in the Hebrew is the word pauper.
Praise
And I
God.
Looked up the word pauper in the dictionary, and it says an extremely poor person, a person without any means of support, a destitute person who depends on aid from public welfare funds or charity.
There was not one person like that.
There was not one pauper among them. Now, the Tehillim.
That is great. I like that.
This is what I read in the commentary. And actually, this is what was given to me. We had one of our church members who are on staff with us. They did communion one day, and they were reading from this, and it startled me when I heard it, because she was reading from this study. So I got the information from her. Rabbi Eleazar the Great, this is what he taught. The lowliest among the children of Israel brought forth 90 donkeys laden with silver and gold when he left Egypt.
Wow, now, I never had heard that.
Get a picture of that.
I like it.
Eleazar the Great, these rabbis that teach on this commentary, the traditions that they teach, he's saying here, each and every person left Egypt with 90 donkeys laden. Each and every one.
Wow.
Each and every person. Do you get the picture?
I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Yes.
How much
That's
more?
That's awesome, George.
How
I
much
like that.
More should we be walking in that kind
yes.
of...
We've been redeemed from the curse of poverty.
Of poverty.
Hallelujah.
Now, listen to this.
That's excellent.
This is what he said. The pauper...
I may just stay there all day.
Let's camp there for a little
I like
while.
That.
There was not one pauper among their tribes. Not one person who was extremely poor. If they were poor before, they were poor no more. Why?
That's
because
right.
there was a wealth transfer.
And think about where they came from. They were slaves.
They were slaves.
And zip! The curse was broken.
The curse was
curse
broken.
The curse of poverty was broken.
There was not one person without any means of support. There was not one destitute person. Now, this was interesting to me, and I was just reading it from the Webster's dictionary, but not one destitute person who depends on aid from public welfare funds or charity. And so that is the way we should be walking, that our
Amen.
Dependence is upon Him.
We should be walking this way, George.
The pauper, now look at this number three, point B, that Rabbi Eliezer wrote. The pauper is a man who became impoverished and stumbled from his original financial level.
He became impoverished.
No Jew who left Egypt could be described as a pauper because all were enriched by the possessions of their oppressors. Wealth transfer.
Well, listen, they had worked for them. They owed them.
They owed them big time.
Their oppressors owed them.
They owed them. They owed them big time.
Wow.
But not one left as a pauper. And that's the will of God
Where
for us.
Where does the rabbi preach? Let's go hear him.
Well, he's called Rabbi Eleazar the Great. Now this
I
one.
I can see why.
And I'm not sure about the pronunciation. Ibn Yahya and Svorno, that's where I need Billy, describes the pauper as the man whose health has been deteriorated to the point that he stumbles unless he uses a cane. When the Jews left Egypt, a miracle occurred. Not a single person amongst them was sick or debilitated. So when the Jews left Egypt, there was not one pauper. They weren't sick and they weren't poor. They were enriched.
There was a great enriching
God.
And a great healing.
And there was a wealth transfer that took place.
Yes.
Now, this is a picture
That's
of us.
That's awesome.
That's a picture of us.
Wow.
We have been delivered from Egypt. In the New Testament, we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
When we got born again.
When we got born again. So we left the kingdom of darkness. In essence, we left with 90 donkeys laden with silver and
That's
gold.
Right. Now we might not have known it.
Right.
We had to find that out.
We had to find it out.
But we found out. And everybody should find it out. Glory to God. All we have to do is get in the Word of God and see what He says about it. That's awesome.
But that's
I love
a picture.
That.
That's a picture of this great wealth transfer.
Yeah.
And we need to glory. We need to actively believe God and release our faith for that wealth transfer. It's out there.
We need to receive it.
We need to receive
now,
it.
Now, Jesus said, whatever you believe you receive when you pray, you'll get it.
That's right.
And you know that word receive there, it means to take. Did you know that?
It means to take. It means to seize with a grip that cannot be shaken.
Let's do it today. Let's do that. Glory to God.
Let's do that right now.
Okay.
Let's do it right now.
I'll agree with you.
Father.
Now get ready. Now this is serious business here.
Yeah.
We're going to take the blessing that already belongs to us.
That's right.
We're going to receive it like Jesus said.
And we're not stealing it from people.
No.
The Word of God says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. It will eventually find its way into
Amen.
Our household. So it's something that's out there.
Today would be a good day.
Today would be a good day to receive the wealth transfer. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we stand on this word through Charles Capps that you gave him. We stand on the Word of God.
Yes.
That gives us the benefit of the wealth transfer, the wealth of the sinner being laid up for the just. And Father, there is much to be done in the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
There's much to be preached in the kingdom of God. And Lord, we receive it right now. We receive that into the household of faith.
We do.
You receive it into your household. You will find if you will believe it and receive it and take hold with it with a grip that cannot be broken, you will receive that wealth transfer into your household.
Yes,
but
Amen.
You be very watchful to do with
Amen.
It what God calls you to do with it. And we will, Gloria.
We'll
do exactly what God has called us to do. Now listen to this. As we close this up, in Psalm 105:43, this is what happened. It said, He brought forth His people with joy and His chosen ones with gladness and singing. The Tehillim says, God did not merely load their saddlebags with material wealth.
Amen.
He filled their hearts with spiritual wealth. The redeemed ones reached a rich harvest of faith, the outgrowth of the wonders that they beheld, and He filled their hearts with mirth and their mouths with song.
Praise
That's
God.
A picture of us.
Awesome.
We are rejoicing in these times.
You
praise
receive
God.
It in Jesus' name.
Praise
George
God.
And I'll be right back.
God wants us to be a blessing to others. I have a heart for people to see them prosper, and I wish above all else that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers, the Word of God says. And I've applied that to my life, and I continue to see where God's brought me from and where He's taken me to. But He doesn't bless us just to hoard it, to give to others, to bless others that are in need, and also to train up others. That's my wife's heart, is that we see that the whole family prosper in every area of their life, not just financially.
Economy, defined as the management of resources of a country or community. For a believer, economy can be defined as God's divine plan for the blessing. A vital part of that plan is financial freedom and overflowing abundance. Believers are not subject to the world's economy when they follow God's direction. An obedient believer can thrive when economic challenges are creating havoc in the world. The Spiritual Economics Package is The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, and Gloria Copeland's book, God's Will is Prosperity. This potent package is designed to equip you with spiritual power tools to break the cycle of lack and provide step-by-step instructions to establish God's blessing in your life. The Spiritual Economics Package is your resource for securing your financial independence now. Begin walking out God's plan to prosper you and be empowered to change your world for Him. Order the Spiritual Economics Package today and enjoy a 40% savings. This package contains The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, a CD or DVD teaching by Kenneth Copeland, and Gloria Copeland's book entitled God's Will is Prosperity. Receive both for just $18. For additional discounts and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the blessing comes with it. The blessing of the Lord that makes rich. Healing comes with it. Peace comes with it. Everything good comes with it. But you know, God won't just move into your life and force you to bow down to Him. No, you have to give yourself to Him. So if there's not a time in your life, or if you're just not sure you've ever done it, just right now say, Jesus, I receive You as Lord of my life. Take my life and do something with it, in Jesus' name. Now, those were the words I said out of desperation when we were so broke. As somebody said, we couldn't pay attention. We were so broke. And I said, take my life. I mean, we were in a, in our house was a rented rollaway bed and a homemade coffee table that Ken made in high school. And a black and white TV, of course there wasn't any color back then, but a black and white TV. Only the problem was the picture only went across like this. This was blank and this was blank. Ken was looking for a job and I was at home. And I said, Lord, I looked at that scripture where it says God knows where the birds, every bird, you know, He knows when the sparrow falls. I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. Give yourself to Him. And if you did that today and you made Jesus the Lord of your life, we want to send you this salvation package, this book, He Did It All for You, and a brochure on how to study the Bible. These are key things that you can study and find out what belongs to you. You've got to get in the Word to live in victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, and faith comes by the Word of God. And so Pastor George is going to continue to share with us tomorrow and tell us more and more. And I'm telling you, the wisdom of God is pouring out of this pastor. And we want to invite you to come see him and come listen to him preach and look at the church. If you live in another area, maybe there's not a church to go to, look at the church on the internet. It's on every week, right?
Every week, yeah.
You need to study and get in, turn on, come to the meetings in your hometown when people are preaching the Word of God. Get in those things. This is Gloria and George. We are wishing you the best day
Absolutely.
You ever had. We believe
Absolutely.
With you for the prospering of your whole life. And we remind you that
Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All for You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The true prosperity is the ability to use the power of God to meet the needs of mankind, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially.